was so important today to get out to a fresh start, a fast start, and set the tempo early and dictate the game throughout the whole game, and I was excited to see us be able to do it.
Going to the second round, what's that mean to you?
Well, it's a great opportunity. We got to continue to prepare upon the details and play every game like it's our last and try to win them all.
Nah, we don't even think about it, man. Just keep running your feet, man, and the LBL will make it happen, man. You see how good it is, man.
How have you guys gotten to that point where you almost kind of know exactly where he is and when he's going to come?
We honestly don't know, man. We watch it on film. We're like, oh, that was crazy. He was right behind us. But it's a blessing when you have that type of vision and that type of runner, man, and we're going to use him.
Are you guys aware he set the record for the franchise rushing?
No, we're not aware, but, you know, I'm really happy
back
for him.
To Franco Harris, yeah, Super Bowl IX.
I'm really happy for Le'Veon. He's a great worker. He works extremely hard. He's an exceptional football player, and he deserves all the accolades on the field.
We tackle better. You know, guys did the job better. Guys stood in their gaps. Guys did a better job of beating the man in front of them.
You especially more keyed on him? I mean, it started right away. You were all over him. Any difference for you keying on him or no?
It was no different. I was just, you know, I'm just doing my job. That's really it, you know. Every guy holding up his end of the bargain, and when it happens, you know, everything rolls out usually in the direction that you want it to come with a win.
How big was James Harrison's hit and fumble just before halftime?
Oh, that was huge because they definitely thought it was going to go into the game, going to the halftime with some points on the board. They probably thought they had a guaranteed three already. And then, you know, James, being a vet guy, made a vet play and really helped us going to halftime with them with no points.
You picked off passes in three straight games. What are you seeing out there that's allowing you to do that?
Man, it's just a lot of film study, man. I got a lot of guys out here that I'm working with, all the DBs, they help me out. And then I just try to be in position to make the plays to help our defense as much as possible. So we constantly talk about what we need to do. We constantly go over the situations. And we be in there watching film, and it's starting to pay off.
We had a plan, man. We executed January football. It's something totally new to me. It's crazy. I just want to keep riding this wave.
What was the emphasis? How great an emphasis was stopping Ajayi?
Oh, yeah, that was our number one goal, man. We knew what he did to us last game, and we had to totally shut him down, and we did that.
And what got that done?
Just everyone being on their side. We play physical, play tough. You know, we just did our job.
Because the mindset, man. We know what we had at stake. We knew they were a good D-line, but we felt like we were a good O-line. And the way he's been playing as of late, man, you got to keep giving it to him. Coach Haley said his mindset, our mindset to it, and Coach Munton's gotten us right. This postseason ball, late in the season, you got to be able to run the ball like that. If you get stopped, and you know the other team has a chance to run the score.
Yeah, you know, turnovers are huge. Rush and cover work together. You saw Bud with the hit on the quarterback. The D-line was getting out the quarterback. And guys in the back end were picking the ball off like Shea. Our secondary did a good job breaking up on balls, and it was huge for us.
Of course, this is the playoffs. You're a single game elimination. We can't have him coming in running 200 yards on us, especially on our home field. And anytime I'm in the game, I don't want nobody doing that. And like I said, we stopped a tremendous running back, a good team that came in that was able to run the ball. And we did a good job in doing that.